Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, welcome. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. I am your co-host, James Parker, coming up on the show today. Excuse me. I'm telling you, you're going to get this for the whole hour. You know that hiccup that you just heard? I've been doing that since 5:30 this morning. I'm ready to put a shotgun in my mouth. This is driving me insane. I know, that wasn't me. That's very, very funny, Angie. See, I did it again. I'm telling you, just go ahead and start laughing at me because that's what you're going to do for the next hour. I apologize in advance. I want to start with talking about what the heck happened in the market today. You know, last week was a little bit of a roller coaster because it was started up, went way down, and then ended up on an uptick. And so you're kind of wondering today, is this going to be the beginning of a slide? Is this going to turn around and go up? So we'll talk about that to start off with. But don't let the interesting and clever discussion fool you. We are ready to take your call, 504-260-0995. You can send us a text message via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. You can come send a message over via Facebook Live. You can also check in on Periscope. If you want to find them on Periscope or Twitter, it's the same handle, at Gregory Ricks. So, in fact, let me pull up the Periscope here. Make sure I don't miss some questions. See, did you hear that echo there? All right. Oh, kill me. All right. If you want to give me a hiccup remedy, do that as well. Producer Angie gave me some horrible advice right before the show. Angie, what is your hiccup solution of all time? You said this works.
Hang on.
Oh, you're going to answer this call? I'll just pass along. Here's what she said. You take a regular old spoon, you turn it upside down, and you jam it in the roof of your mouth for 10 seconds. Do I have that correct, Dr. Berlier?
10, 20 seconds, you know, a good amount of time.
It sounds so work, though. You can get back to those phones. It sounds so ludicrous.
It will work.
I am so miserable, I'm willing to try it. That's the trade-off. That's how bad it is. And look, the hiccups, who cares? I've had it since 5:30. In fact, the baby woke me up at 5:30, and it was just kind of one of those things where you go put a blanket back on her and coo her, and she goes right back to sleep. So it's like 5:30. I'm like, oh, good. That was an easy one. I didn't have to get her out. I didn't have to change her butt, or didn't have to get a bottle or anything. But I go lay back down, and there's the first one. And I swear, you know how if you wake up in the middle of the night or early, the second you hit the pillow, you can be asleep in about 8 seconds? I was asleep in about probably 12 seconds. And then when I hiccup, it woke me up again. And I haven't been able to go to sleep since then. This is the greatest nightmare of my entire life. I've broken an arm before. I'd rather do that again. When I got my wisdom teeth pulled, that was more pleasurable than this. In fact, I had some weird periodontal issue, and they had to shoot my gums with a laser. I guess that was about... Remember that, Angel? Was that 2 weeks ago?
Think so.
All right, let's try Angel and Homa. Angel, you're first up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. Usually it's how can we help you? How can you help me, Angel? Angie, pull up Angel on the board there. Just taking a second. There it is. Hey, Angel, what's your solution, bud?
A peppermint. You need a peppermint, man.
Is it really that easy, a peppermint?
I promise. Eat a peppermint. They'll be gone within minutes.
One of those chintzy little ones that they have, like when you're walking out of restaurants in the bowl, just a regular old peppermint? Or does it have to be a specific kind?
Regular old peppermint. I had it for 5 days, and the peppermint took them away.
5 days? Were you able to sleep through it?
I slept barely, but I'm telling you, the peppermint, it works.
That sounds too easy, Angel, but I'm willing to try it. I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Try it. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Fair enough, Angel. Thank you. See, and here's where it gets tricky on me, is today at lunch, Gregory actually looked at me and said, hey, you stopped hiccuping. And I guess while I'm shoveling food in my face at the rate of, I don't know, Holstein cow. Maybe my diaphragm doesn't have time to act up because I'm just assaulting it with so much food. But Gregory, I still have the hiccups, bud.
Really?
Yeah, really. Angel said a peppermint will fix it. You know what Angie's solution is? Angie's solution to the hiccups is to take a spoon, turn it upside down on your mouth, press it on the roof of your mouth, and hold it for about 10 to 20 seconds, and that'll get rid of it.
Or somebody beat the hell out of you, try to smother you to death, and then let you go at the last moment. You gasp for a life, and it's gone.
Yeah, but what if I hiccup right after that?
Well, then that was a painful way to try to get rid of.
All right, I don't want to do this all show, but we will take one more. Bonnie on the road, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. What can you do for me, Bonnie? Angie?
Take
we want to talk to
hold
there
as
we
long
go.
As I can and then let it go.
What? I'll just hold your breath as long as you can?
Deep breath and hold it as long as you can, and then finally when you can't take it anymore, let it go.
Yeah, that's never worked for me before. I haven't tried it this time, but I don't know. I'm really skeptical because I've tried it so many times in the past.
Stop. Try anything. I know how that can be, but 5:30, that's a long time.
Yeah, 5:30 a.m. Bonnie, I'm suicidal at this point. It has been 14 hours of hell for me, but I'll try it. I'll try it because if I don't get rid of this, I'm not going to be able to go to sleep tonight. And I'm going crazy as it is. It's driving me nuts. Gregory, I'm tempted to do the numbers first.
You're tempted. You have the hiccups, so you're not thinking right.
No, you're right. I question all of my decisions tonight because I'm very much distracted. But the reason I want to look at the numbers first is because if you go to GregoryRicks.com and on the numbers page, almost everything on the shortlist is green, and most of them are by at least a whole percent.
Was that a hiccup?
That was a stinking hiccup. Yeah. All day. So I don't know what the rest of the market did, but our short list was gangbusters today.
The market did pretty well.
All right. Does that mean we're doing the numbers?
I have a research item I have to kind of do real quick.
Okay.
Let's try. Let me just give me a, I'm pretty fast on this, finding world records.
All right. If you want to play along on the numbers segment, go to GregoryRicks.com under the Winning It Life tab. You'll see a page called The Numbers because we sat up all night thinking of the name. Excuse me. And it's the exact same charts we're going to look at when we do the segment. What do you got here?
The Guinness Medical Record Breakers. Longest attack of hiccups. Charles Osborne, 1894 through 1991 of Athon, Iowa. He started hiccuping in 1922 while attempting to weigh a hog before slaughtering it. Did you weigh a hog? Do anything pig-like?
I did.
Did you try to put a pig in a dress?
I was weighing some livestock this morning, yeah.
Unable to find a cure and continued hiccuping until February of 1990, a total of 68 years. Well, I guess you can get used to it eventually if it doesn't stop. That's crazy. That's scary to think. Oh, as long as it could last is 24 hours. Dude, you're just getting started.
Man, I can't do that. I won't be able to make it. I'm going to hold my breath on the whole first break. It's only 3 minutes, but I'll do. I can do about a minute and a half.
Caller didn't want to be on the air, but said she had a bad case that lasted 24 hours, and she had to go to the emergency room to get shots.
And that stopped it?
Then eventually that whatever they gave her at the emergency room stopped it.
The old anti-hiccup drug, Gregory. I just need the old hiccup.
Well, what about old Charles? I guess he was way too early for drugs when it started, when he was weighing that hog.
After a day or two, all his friends, probably his girlfriend.
You're making it sound like we have digital problems, like pause when you do that. It's like we're getting a little pause. What's wrong with my streaming? It's lagging.
Yeah, the satellite's gurgling again. They probably thought he was faking it after a day or two. So, come on, Charles. Come on, dude. It's been a couple days now. It's not funny anymore. Stop it. There's no way to gracefully mix hiccups and being on the radio for a living.
Dow Jones Industrial.
The number
was up 0.62%. The last trade was at 21,993.71. NASDAQ really loved the day. It's up 1.34%. Gained over 83 points, closed at 6340.23. The S&P 500, a solid 1% gain, closed at 2465.84. The Russell up almost 1.5%, 1394.31. Just unbelievable day. Nobody's believing North Korea.
Nope.
So no more saber. Well, I think saber rattle, but you know, everybody realizes he doesn't want to be a piece of toast.
Well, he put his saber back under the bed. The quote from today, which in Korea it's already like Wednesday, but the quote from Monday in Korea was, he said on state media, "I want to watch the U.S. for a little while, keep an eye on these guys before I decide to destroy them, because I think we may have scared them into submission." I swear, that's what he said.
He figured out that, you know what, that President Trump might be a little more crazy than I am. Yeah.
Yeah.
Check yourself at the door.
I have to find another way to get wheat for the next 4 years.
Okay. What did I miss on the major stock indexes?
You got all four of the big guys.
Okay. Nail them. 10-year Treasuries, 2.29%. That looks like we're off 2/32nd. I'm going to grab a look at the 5-day chart. And darn, we're up a little bit over Friday, but Friday was a continuation of 3 days down. So, darn, being up, but it's just up slightly, as it turns out. So, you know, something, money poured into the market and money poured into treasuries. Wonder what central bank jumped in today as well.
All of them.
It was buy-in day. So what does that mean for 30-year mortgages? Where is that at? There it is. You're not going to believe this. We're below 3.9.
Nope.
We're at 3.88 on 30-year mortgages. Dudes, lock them in. Lock them and load them, as the president says.
Hey, you got some debt. Time for that cash-out refi is what you need to do.
Crude oil off today, what, neighborhood of 2%? Last trade was at $47.54. Aftermarket, it's still continuing to go down. And gold?
Gold. A little red there for our gold bugs.
It was on a nice run with the saber rattling, but it closed at $1,284.60. We're going to pay a few bills here. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
I'm going to hold my breath of soul.
You're listening to Winning at Life. We are on iHeartRadio.
If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, perhaps it's time you came out to see Gregory Ricks live. James Parker here. It's a financial first date where you meet Gregory and find out if we're right for you. Come to Gregory Ricks live Wednesday, August 23rd, 6:30 p.m. Ruth's Chris in Metairie. RSVP at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Shot at a trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival now. Woo! Text the keyword FLY to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's FLY to 200-200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be. And you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell Nola Realty.
Yeah, well, real estate's a real personal thing to people. Everybody's pretty much involved in it one way or another. You know, a lot of times it's people that have investment properties that get additional income from the rentals.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
A fella a few years ago came in to talk to me. His grand plan was to take distributions from his retirement to fund his son's college education. And it was a spend down of his account. And then he came back in a year later after he had started doing so and wanted help. And I told him it was already too late for him, that he had better have a pretty good agreement with that son to take care of him later in life. You better have a pretty good agreement if you're going to go down that road, give out your money, and then expect the kids to take care of you. How are they taking care of you right now, you might wonder. I don't want to be a burden on somebody else, and most of the families I work with don't want to be a burden.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
You won't learn this anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. We're listening to Taylor Swift. She had a big day today. This is Winning at Life, the daily wrap. We do this every day at 7. It's live financial talk radio. Yeah, she was at a photo op at an event, and a radio DJ that was pretty big time guy in what he does in country music. Doing a little photo op, and he did a little booty grab upskirt. And she really didn't say anything, but she was bothered, and somebody found out, and then he got fired. Then he goes to federal court and sues her for a whole bunch of money, and she was one about letting it go. And so, okay, you want to go down that road? Well, jury found in favor of her. Photographic evidence and all kind of hinted to his story didn't kind of line up with where his arm and hand was, is what I get. Oh, and here's what she asked for in damages for what he did. $1.
That's beautiful. I love her more for that.
Yeah, she said, I don't want no money. I want this to go away.
I'm here to destroy you and destroy your name. And really just maintain hers. Here's the crazy part, though. You're a Taylor Swift fan. I'm a Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah.
Could you ever imagine doing that to Taylor Swift? I'm just going to go up her skirt? Are you kidding me? How do you think that ends?
It's like your kid.
Like just, oh, I thought of it, so I'm going to do it? Is that what you're saying?
No. She's like our kid.
Oh, you know, our kid.
We would never... You know, that doesn't cross our mind. We would never think of doing that, period. What do you mean? I've, like, listened to her since she was, like, well, she's always been tall, but let's say 4.5 feet tall. But, you know, I've listened, and a big fan. She's one of the best, you know, she sings what she writes. And I think if you looked at it, if she wasn't so awesome, you'd probably give her more credit for the writing. But they're like, oh, yeah, whatever. It's Taylor. But no, she's unbelievable writer. Okay. This is the Remedy Show. So let's go ahead, see if we can save James Parker. He'd like a night of sleep. 504-260-0995. Remember, this is a live financial talk radio, so you might have a financial question along with a hiccup remedy.
Jennifer in New Orleans, hit me.
Hello.
Hey, Jennifer, you're up. How can you help me?
So I was just going to tell you, if you take some water and you put it in a straw, holding your breath has never worked for me. So you get some water in your straw, you lean your head all the way back, almost like you're laying down, and you let the water run from the top of your mouth. It's got to run on the roof of your mouth. And let it just go down your throat and do that like one or two times, and it drowns your hiccups.
Well, and we're doing this with water? Water?
Water.
I think
the trick is the water running on the top of roof of your mouth.
Would bourbon work, Jennifer?
No, bourbon might choke you on the way down.
Well, maybe you, Jennifer. But,
water will do the trick, you know?
All right, now, Eric over here, thank you very much for your remedy, Jennifer. If I still have hiccups by the end of the show, I'm going to try just the whole list. But Eric over here in Periscope's noticed I haven't hiccuped this segment, and he's right. It's been about 3.5 minutes since I've hiccuped.
Well, you had a long pause during lunch today. I've, like, noticed, and you said, yeah, I guess it stopped.
Yeah, it doesn't work when I'm eating with a shovel, Gregory. Christopher in New Orleans, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can you help me? See how the language changes on a show like this? Angie, give us Christopher. There we go. Hey, Christopher, what's up?
Live.
There you go. You're on. You're live.
Yeah, I learned this in grammar school in the textbook. You take an open cup, you fill it with, have some water in it. You need to lean forward and drink from the opposite side of the rim that you normally would. And what happens is you keep leaning forward until the water gets to your lips. And you can swallow, you drink out of the cup from the far side of the cup, and by the time you swallow, you're leaned over enough that it releases the trapped air that's making you hiccup. Been doing it my whole life, and I've teach people my whole life.
What do you charge for it?
In this case, it'll be free.
Well, Christopher,
this sounds like an idea. He's been teaching it to people his whole life.
All right, Christopher, you got a little more in depth. What are you talking about? The trapped air that's making me hiccup? There's no trapped air that makes you hiccup. Your diaphragm gets out of sync with your breathing, right?
Well, whatever the case is, this is always cured.
Okay, but it makes me think you know what you're talking about when you start talking about the physics of it, but the trapped air doesn't sound like it fits in with...
Well, maybe I was just jumping to the conclusion with what's making the hiccup, but that's what has always cured it.
I've never heard that before, and if I hiccup before the end of the show, I'm trying all of these, okay, Christopher? Jackie, Ponchatoula, you're next up. Make it quick, babe. We got a little line going here. Hey, Jackie, how can you help me?
About to cure your hiccups right here on the air. You just got to work with me. It sounds crazy, but it works. You ready?
You're going to give me $1 million if I hiccup right now?
Yes. Yeah. You just got to follow my command. You ready?
Go.
All right. Close your eyes. Now, in your mind, start counting to 10 and visualize a black chicken. If you see the black chicken, keep looking at him. Don't let him get away. And keep counting to 10 while holding your breath. When you finish counting, the hiccups are gone.
Is this a feral black chicken, by the way?
This is a runaway black chicken that you got to keep in your mind. And it takes your mind
I was picturing a domesticated chicken, actually. Well, we had some growing up, so...
As long as it's black... I'm telling you, your hiccups are gone.
Black chicken. Count to 10. Close your eyes. Hold your breath. Got it. Jackie, that's on the list. Connie, you're next. How can you help me?
Well, the young man right before Jackie gave you the same type of advice. It's basically you're going to be kind of drinking water upside down. Your top lip becomes your bottom lip. That kind of, if that helps you visualize what you need to do. And I have difficulty getting rid of hiccups, but that has always worked for me.
Man, y'all sound so confident when you say this, too.
You should get water right now and try it. Try that one first, I promise you. It has always worked for me.
I might do it on the break. That'll be a Periscope exclusive here. I think it's going to wrap it up. We're not going to take any more. Listen, Connie, you're the final word on this because it sounds pretty definitive here. Angie, we'll just tell them thank you.
Two people give the same thing. I think you should like have a margarita on the rocks, extra salt, and drink it through a straw.
Yeah, that sounds like it would work.
It works for me.
Actually, there was a scientific study that said
say I've had hiccups when I've done it, but it works.
Yeah, I saw a study the other day. It said it's supposed to be a double margarita while you're at it. Gregory, on the next break. Hey, did we finish up the number segment? Because we went through all the charts here, but we didn't get to talk about the individual stocks.
And no, we did not hit those in that case.
All right. So when you go look at the short list, and if you want to play along, go to GregoryRicks.com. Under the Winning at Life tab, there's the numbers page. First off, the first thing that's red, and there's only one, two red. Yeah, there's only two red marks on the whole list. And one of them is the volatility index, so that's even a positive sign. But the volatility index was down 20% today. You know, it ended with a little spike of fear at the end of last week. It was down 20% today. It's at 1233.
Wow.
Yeah. Lost 3 points. It was up above 15 over the weekend.
I saw Lululemon's down a little bit today. What's up with that?
I have Lululemon positive 0.28 today.
Oh, I'm sorry. It just re-updated. Yeah. It's up a quarter point as well.
The only
Apple up.
The only stock.
UA up.
Gregory, on our short list, the only stock that's down is Netflix.
That's just what I was thinking. And that's what I'm seeing as well.
Whole Foods up. Fizz, you know, LaCroix and Shasta up 3.5%. What did they do?
We're just going to have to buy it for the heck of it because it just keeps going. We're going to wake up one day and it's going to be $200 a share.
I think.
Remember, this show is for entertainment purposes. Use financial advice before making a decision.
Right. Or medical advice for, you know,
hiccups. Yeah. Don't take this as the definitive show on hiccups. We've not done that bending over, drinking the water from the other side of the cup yet.
Yeah. Consult with Dr. Phil before you
and
do that.
And if that doesn't work, you want to do the margarita idea I have?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Well, Walmart's up a 1/3%. Lulu, we already said they're up. Under Armour was up almost 2% today. Atmos up. Nike's up 1.3. FedEx is up 1.5. Caterpillar's up 0.8. Tesla's up 1.6. Ford's up 1.3.
I know. That's what I was just looking at. Ford. What a day. Could the bull be? I think the bull got loose again.
Well, today, definitely. Out of our FANG stocks, out of our techs that we watch, only one of them wasn't up more than 1% today, and that was Google, and it was up 0.9%.
And Wells Fargo, they can't even run a financial firm, and they're up today 1.73%.
What are they looking like lately? Because they just had that other scandal where they were signing people up for, like, auto insurance or whatever it was.
Well, let's look at 30-day chart. Oh, yeah. You want to see it? This is the 30-day. Yeah. Ugly, ugly. They needed a bounce because they've been bouncing down the hill.
Taking a bit of a beating there.
Yeah. It's been rough when you do the fake accounts, repossess 20,000 cars that shouldn't have been repossessed, and then they kind of say, oh, by the way, yeah, there's more of those accounts than we first thought. Stock going down.
Boy, it fell out the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you can ask this Gregory guy for some advice. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We think we're going to get about $80,000 from the sale of the house. I wanted to know what your advice is on where to invest that money.
Do you plan on buying a home again in the future?
For maybe 5 to 10 years?
I would probably keep it away from risk. And if I was to attach it to risk, I'm probably splitting the money, keeping 40 in savings. And then
okay.
The other 40 you could put to work. But I really think it needs to be conservative. And remember, rule number 3 of my 3 rules, return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So make sure you have an exit with whatever you do.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
You're looking to expand your family, aren't you? Might be a little extra hair around the house, some vet bills, a little extra noise, but it's totally worth it. Do the right thing. Don't buy. Adopt. From Baton Rouge to New Orleans to Biloxi, Kismet Pet Adoptions will help you expand your family. KismetPetAdoptions.com. K-I-S-M-E-T PetAdoptions.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
One thing you definitely should accelerate your payments. It makes a big difference by just making an extra two payments a year, because that's one thing we're like to retire is that mortgage when they retire. Boom, you've added cushion.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com. Always on.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Winning at Life. The Daily Wrap. Live Financial Talk Radio every evening at 7. Here's the phone number, 504. And y'all know it. I don't know why I give it out, but because when we were looking for hiccup remedies, and I'll tell you the secret. Well, part of the secret is I helped him get rid of it, but now we're going to copyright trademark it, and it's a new creation we did here. And he's having a celebratory frozen margarita, which I thought could have cured him, but he's already cured. 504. Here's the number. Financial Talk. Questions, money related. Could it be that fixed annuity? What about that variable you should run from? Those loaded mutual funds, they're called A, B, and C shares. Lump sum pension, when to turn on Social Security. Could be real estate, mortgages. 504-260-0995. I was catching a video when I had looked up the Taylor Swift story, and then there was some story about, and lost the whole thing. So, they said it was Katy Perry. She's got some real short hair, lots of makeup, the eyes are overdone,
yep,
and blonde hair, and Katy who? It's like, where's the black hair?
She's still hot. It's ridiculous. You get used to it in like one day.
No,
this is
no.
She's had that since
no,
at least.
No, I want Katie back.
She's always worn the funky wigs anyway, where sometimes she has a
short
blue hair, something like that.
She's, maybe she just got used to her short, real hair since she's always wigging it.
Hey, you know, something else that I think about when the story like Taylor Swift is this big, you know, this guy was going after her. Why did he sue her? Because she has money. If someone else,
and he was short of it.
Yeah. And if someone else was in the situation that got him fired, if he had, you know, groped some innocent young girl who wasn't Taylor Swift and didn't have a phalanx of lawyers like the Roman army and didn't have millions of dollars to throw at it.
Oh, so new upcomer, no hits or anything, or no contract.
Or just some girl that's a fan that was at the show or a coworker or, you know, my wife, just a regular old pedestrian. So it's one of those where, man, more money, more problems. You know, I think Biggie Smalls was right there. And that, so there's
Who's Biggie Smalls?
Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, yeah. Heard of him.
Yeah, him and Puff Daddy did More Money, More Problems. I wonder how many times Taylor Swift got sued before she was a millionaire. Let me look that up real quick here in the computer. Oh, here it is.
It's zero.
Yeah, it's zero. So that's one of the things I think about, too. Just, I mean, it's bad enough that she got groped, and she was even gracious enough to let it slide, and this guy's going to sue her and try and drag her name through the mud, and it turns out she was innocent this whole time. What a pain in the rear, no pun intended. Here's the other thing I think about. Over the weekend, there was another celebrity story that should be as newsworthy. In fact, it's far more important and has more wide-reaching effects and changes lives, actually. That was Bruno Mars. He was in a concert in the Detroit area, and he announced, hey, I did some asking around and pulled some money, and we're donating $1 million to help the residents with the lead poisoning in the water, the lead levels in the water. So, you know, there was $1 million lawsuit against Taylor Swift. Meanwhile, same amounts thrown around, but it's not salacious enough. It's not some beautiful girl getting groped or someone getting their name run through the mud or, ooh, someone's lying or he said, she said, or she got him fired and she's just being a punk and now he's being a punk and who's right. And let's talk about her booty some more because she's hot. This is a story where actually people are getting help, and just the generosity of a guy. $1 million is $1 million. You know, you may think, well, yeah, Bruno Mars got the money. Hey, that's still $1 million. But the news that we pick up on, I always find that interesting, the story selection, because there's just as much to talk about with the Bruno Mars as the Taylor Swift. To the phones we go, 504-260-0995. This is Charles in Shreveport. You're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Charles?
Good evening, fellas. How are y'all doing today?
Pretty
awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
I want to retire at 62. I have no money in a 401k. I've not been able to save any money. My wife is disabled, and she's had a bunch of surgeries, and I'm just tired. I'm to the point where I want to retire. What do y'all suggest?
No 401k. No savings, no IRAs, right?
No, sir, none at all.
And you're age 62?
I will be 62 in 4 years.
Okay, 4 years. So you're wanting to retire in 4 years.
Yes, sir.
What kind of annual income do you have? Estimate.
Anywhere from 50 to 65.
And she's on Social Security disability?
Yes, sir. All she gets is $242 a month because she likes two quarters having enough.
Okay.
And she has to pay, and she pays her off.
So how much?
Out of that.
What does it cost you to live a month?
You know what? I really don't know because I've never really sat down and put, you know, pen to paper. I really.
That's one of the key things.
It could be anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 a month. House note, car note, her medical bills, and her medicine and all that.
Okay. How old will she be in 4 years?
She is right now. She is 64 right now.
Okay.
She'll be 68.
So when she turns age 66, she's switching over to her FRA number. But how much is your Social Security going to be at age 62?
What they're telling me, mine would be between me and what I would draw and what she would draw, we would draw right at a little over $2,000 a month.
Okay, so you're kind
That's
of 2000
drawing.
You're kind
That's
of 2000 a month short. And you don't have a pension either.
Right.
You
How much would I be able to draw if I work part-time? Not work as many hours.
Depends on what you're doing. That's something you would have to answer. I can't. But Social Security's not going to cover it for you.
Okay.
Do you have a mortgage?
We do. We've got $30,000 on it, and I'm hoping to have it paid by the time I retire.
Yeah, that would be huge because that would reduce your monthly expenses. You need to figure out how to get some emergency savings saved. Now, my minimum's kind of 50K, but look, if you're at zero, I think it'd be pretty awesome if you can have 10,000 sitting on the side. You probably need twice that because you're not going to have income probably to cover your needs. But what you also need to do a test run of sometime during this period, can you get by on that amount that's coming in with Social Security? Because you have to start saving a lot of money, and I don't see that happening. I think it's going to be a struggle to save the emergency money. But what you're kind of telling me, you're lining yourself up to live off of Social Security, and you're probably spending everything you have every month along with her little bit of disability. Is that correct?
That's right. Her little disability, it goes to pay, the biggest part of that goes to pay for her Medicare.
Yeah.
And then that she uses, that she does with the rest, you know, whatever she needs to do, you know, that to give her money. That's what I'm trying to say.
Here's,
give her a little something in her pocket.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you is you might should start be planning to work to age 66 might should be the plan. You're going to get a larger Social Security check, and she'll be able to should be able to draw off of yours as a spousal, and that would be a larger check, and you guys would be in better shape, and it gives you some time to save up some money because you're going to need it for later when things start costing more.
I mean, can you do that? Because it sounds like you have a physically taxing job the way he said. I'm just tired. I don't want to work past 62.
Oh, I know he's tired, but he's going to be tired of being broke if he retires in four. Which do you want to be tired of?
You got a physically demanding job there, Charles?
Yes, I do. I drive a truck. I worked in oil fields. And, you know, I've done a little bit of everything. I've gone and, you know, and worked two jobs, you know, drive a truck, and on my days off, you know, go work another job, too.
Yeah.
And so I've done everything I can, you know, to keep us afloat and to make sure, you know, that she's taken care of like she needs to be.
Yeah, and you're doing a heck of a job. Proud of you. But if you defer Social Security, you're getting 100 of the full retirement age account, and that's what your retirement is based upon and what you can save now. Best of luck to you, Charles. Hopefully this helps. Let us know down the road.
Thank you very much for the call, Charles. If you want to be next, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We've got a map of callers, where they call from around the country, and it's really surprising how the audience and this show has grown. Thank you to all of you that are listening through the radio in your car or at home or on the stream through the iHeartRadio app.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10, News Talk 99.5, WRNO.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLA Motor.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
By placing all of your property in that trust, you don't necessarily own that, and so they don't need to come in and sign off on a review of your will. By setting up the trust, you avoid that entire process.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
In a Social Security disability appeal, do you have to disclose your financials?
It's going to be about your health, whether or not you can actually work. It really doesn't come down to the money. It comes down to whether or not you're disabled. Now, from that standpoint, if we would probably have to speak to maybe Wes, where he's been involved in that, to find out more. But I've never heard of anybody ever having this going, yeah, I was declined because I'm making too much money. Well, how are you making money or financials? If you're disabled, you're not working.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If I told you all the stupid things I've done, I blamed on me in here, but I was old enough to know, I know.
We keep an eye on your money and update you daily. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. I'm your co-host, James Parker, and I have not hiccuped now for 2 seconds in a row. I think I might be... Did I just have to talk about it for 20 minutes, Gregory? Is that what cured me? I didn't do any of the upside-down drinking. I didn't do a spoon. I didn't do a straw. So if y'all were wondering what worked... We'll just,
you can't tell them.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just put it in pill form and sell it to you next week. Hey, so something that kind of sparked me with our buddy from Shreveport there's situation was his retirement right now is hinging almost entirely on Social Security. And right now the wife's on disability, but he's in also the unique situation where she's older than him. So how does all that work out? When she gets to full retirement age, she can turn on hers, but she can't turn on the spousal until he turns his on and he doesn't do it at full retirement age. Or
what did he say her age was?
She was 4 years older than him is what it sounded like. I think she's 62 and now and he's 58.
Yeah, so she wasn't 62 in time, but once he turns his on... Because he has not turned his on, so she gets the option of switching to his. So hers is going to go up because she's going to draw half of his. He's really in a position where he has to figure out how to work and get by and needs to leave that turned off. Here's what I fear. They need the money. That's where rubber meets the road, where we say, in this case, what's better for him to defer and work? He sound burned out. He's like, I don't know that I can go 8 years. I can go four, but I don't know about eight. And he needs to go eight because her benefit's larger, and of course, his is. But what's going to happen is, you know, he's just, I'm tired. I've got to switch now, which is going to be bad for them later because they're going to need more. So it affects both of their benefits negatively, and he needs to save some money, which... probably isn't going to happen because they're doing their best to get by on everything. And that's why we have most of the people turn it on at age 62, which is too early.
If you love your spouse.
So I'm not being negative. Right. I'm just telling you how it's likely to play out. But the best for him is figure out how to survive and get by and wait to turn that on, and he will be better because it's more money over a few decades that he's going to continue to live.
All right, our next Gregory Ricks live event is coming up next week. It's next Wednesday. That is August 23rd, 6:30 p.m. Ruth's Chris in Metairie. This is for people who are looking for someone to handle their money or take a second look at the guy that's handling their money or just find out more about what we can do for you. RSVP at the website GregoryRicks.com. You can do it with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app or call the office 504-832-9200. Back to the studio phones we go. Scott Biloxi, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Scott?
Yes, sir. I was just trying to find out where I stand I roughly have about $280,000 in 401k, mostly invested with the company I work with. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say on the radio, but as far as the company,
we have to limit to you to talking about $1 billion. That's the cap. But company names, yeah. I think we're good if we don't say anything negative.
As long as it doesn't get you in trouble.
No. So I work with CBX, if you're familiar with the term as far as the stock. And I have it all invested in them right now. They give a four, or basically they give the money on their, what do you call it? The
dividend?
Dividends. So I guess it basically works out to about 4%. So right now I have all of my money in that, which is not a great return, but it's a consistent return as of right now. I'm probably going to be there, I would think. I'm 48, so I'm thinking at least another 10 or 12 years. And they also have a pension plan. I'm just wondering, at my age, how do you think I'm looking as far as, of course, if I make it to 60, four-ish or so, or, you know, what do you think I'm looking at there?
What you have to, here's one of the things, I'm going to give you a rule to think about. Now, you're a couple decades away from retirement. We don't know how inflation's going to affect things, but things are going to cost more 20 years out from now, just like Chevron stock should be worth more 20 years from now, we would hope. But what you have to look is, what is your outflow? What do you think you're spending now? What do you think that expenditure is going to look there? You know, what does it cost? You know, you could reply back and say, well, it costs me $3,000 a month to pay the bills net. Okay, that's $36,000, and you're probably needing $45,000 to generate that income after taxes. So you're probably needing around $2 million in assets. So you need to start laying this out with some reasonable expectation of return, like maybe 4% on growth, and run the math out and see, okay, this is what I need to get to. And if you're putting everything in Chevron stock, that is not proper diversification. Oh, we can love that stock. Great company that's probably going to be around a long time, pays a great dividend. But when you look at its year-to-date, one-year return, it's up 6.41%. And just giving you an example of, let's see, where am I at right here? The S&P 500, on a one-year return, it's up 12.9%. And we could talk about other securities, but that's not really relevant. But, you know, diversification gives you other options and other return options, not to rain on your parade and quit buying CVX, but they probably give you a discount offer so you can keep that in the mix, but use some other sectors out there to grow that money. But figure out, what does it take to pay the bills? What do you think it's going to take then? And how much money do you need to have saved up? And I probably gave you too high a number, but I doubled it up for inflation. But you kind of look at, if you could take a distribution of 4.5%, $1 million gets you that $45,000. But I think you're going to need a bit more. I would be shooting for $2 million is what you want to try to work towards.
What do you think of that, Scott? Is that overwhelming? It sounds like you're doing okay.
Well, like I mentioned to your I guess your pre-screener, my dad had come down with cancer, and you know, I'd went out and bought a house to basically accommodate all of us. which is something I probably didn't need to do. But something I had to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he still with you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, once you get that taken care of and it plays out, then you can make some changes and adjustments. Sometimes we have to do what we have to do.
Right, and I don't have an issue with downsizing.
Yeah, this isn't unsurmountable because, you know what, you can also dial that number back. If you're going to work to 67 and turn on Social Security, then you're not quite needing $1 million. But if your wife's working too, you've got to account for her income on where you're needing to be on this monthly expenses. And in the mix always needs to be emergency money.
Thank you for your call.
You've got time to work, so just keep adding to it and getting it knocked out. Thanks, Scott, for the call. Best of luck,
yeah,
dude.
I got thrown off at the beginning of that call because when he gave the stock code, I heard, you heard CVX, I heard CBX, yeah. So I typed in the wrong code. And I'm like, he works for a leisure and tourism company that focuses on Croatia and Montenegro? That's a little weird for a guy in Biloxi.
He works for a big oil company.
I'm an idiot, dude. I hit the wrong stock code.
Sorry.
And then you said Chevron. I'm like, duh. I felt pretty dumb after that one. All right. Hey, thank you very much for hanging out during the show. I want to reiterate our next Gregory Ricks live event, because I know we're going to be asked by at least two people the day after the event. When's your next event? It was yesterday. So get ahead of the curve here. It's actually next Wednesday, Gregory Ricks Live. This is when you can come out. You can meet Gregory. You can meet the crew, meet the Total Wealth Authority, get a presentation. And this may be the start of your new financial future, one that includes sleeping well at night because you don't have to worry about what's going on with your money. Your home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com. The Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Go download that for your phone. Or you can call the office, 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.